My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, on the 40th day after his resurrection, Jesus had dinner with his apostles in the upper room in Jerusalem. Following the dinner, he led them to the summit of Mount Olive. He commissioned them to go and make disciples of all nations. He was then lifted up before their eyes into a cloud, which took him out of their sight. Two young men with white garment appeared and announced to the apostles that Christ had ascended into heaven. The reaction of the apostles shows a striking transformation. The evangelist Luke tells us that they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, praising and worshiping God. Now they were not frightened. Now they were transformed into new persons, strengthened with faith and with hope of the future. My dear friends, the ascension of Jesus marks the end of Jesus' earthly life, and at the same time, it marks the beginning of his heavenly life. And the mission of church began with it, and it is also the pledge of his second coming. We rejoice and praise God for what we proclaim in the Credo of the Mass. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. The feast of Ascension is not among the oldest feasts in the church. It is started being celebrated some 400 years after the birth of Jesus. On the Feast of Ascension, we all rejoice because Jesus calls all of us to share in his glory and entrusting us with the task of leading others into it. When Jesus entered heaven, he did not close the door behind him. He left it wide open for everyone to enter. The purpose of establishing the Feast of Ascension in the church was not only to celebrate Jesus' entrance into his glory, but to celebrate the entrance of her own children. The ascension of Christ is the crowning glory for the Old Testament. From the time of our first parents, the gates of heaven had been closed to humanity through original sin. All who died in the Old Testament time were denied the sight of God. But Christ's ascension changed all this. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he reopened heaven to all mankind. He led into heaven a triumphant army of souls. He led the prophets and the many holy men and women of Old Testament to their eternal reward. My dear friends, the Feast of Ascension is indeed a feast of joy. Jesus has already entered into his glory and opened the gate of heaven for us. Ascension is not only a feast of joy, but a feast of hope as well. What we hope for is not a dream. For many of our brothers and sisters, it is already a happy reality in heaven. It is also a feast of encouragement. Jesus is not far from us. He is in our midst, rendering us his light and his help, that we may not fail in our task. Jesus is leading us along the path to our own glory. Soon, very soon, he will manifest himself to us as he is, and his glory will be ours forever. My dear friends, before the ascension, Jesus gives his final instructions, his final promise, and his final blessings to his apostles. He told them, in his name, repentance and forgiveness of sins has to be preached to all nations till the ends of the earth. What is our mission now? Our mission is to proclaim the good news to the whole creation and make disciples of all nations. Completing Jesus' mission should be our goal. This mission is not given to a select few, but to all believers. My dear friends, we need to be proclaimers and evangelizers. To be Christian is to be a proclaimer and to be an evangelizer. There is a big difference between preaching and proclaiming. We preach with our words, but we proclaim with our lives. We have to proclaim Jesus to our fellow brethren. As we celebrate the feast of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are being commissioned to go forth and proclaim the gospel of life and love, gospel of hope and peace by the witness of our life. Finally, Ascension is not to commemorate a departure, but the celebration of the living and lasting presence of Jesus in the church. May God bless you all.